Command number 118. Bear fruit as my disciples. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. John 15:8. What is the fruit we are to bear as the Lord's disciples? How will our lives glorify God the Father? Is it niceness? Goodness, kindness, unselfishness? Of course. It is these qualities of character and many more. Yet these are the fruits that result from something deeper. The intrinsic life that flows within the human tree and through its vines and branches, that deeper life which produces the fruits of character, is quite literally the life of Jesus Christ Himself, the very Spirit of God. The fruit we were created to produce as sons and daughters of God is the fruit of Christ-likeness. We are to become like Jesus in every way. This is God's intent. It is why He is transforming us, if we will let Him, from mere children into mature sons and daughters. The prayer, "Make me like Jesus," is no exercise in presumption. It is prompted by the humble recognition of God's eternal purpose in the universe. In his sermon, The Truth, George MacDonald illuminates this life of fruitfulness, which he likens to the blossom of humanity, and which is Christ in us as we grow into the sonship and thus bring glory to God the Father. Man is man only in the doing of the truth. Perfect man, only in the doing of the highest truth, which is the fulfilling of his relations to his origin. When the man bows down before a power that can account for him, then the man is bursting into his flower. Then the truth of his being has begun to show itself. When he kneels before the God whose desire is to make of him a creature able to look up to himself, without shadow of doubt or anxiety or fear, confident as a child whom his father is leading by the hand, then his real nature has begun to come alive. When the man feels his whole being in the embrace of self-responsible fatherhood, then his nature is in harmony with itself. When with his whole nature a man is loving and willing the truth, he is then alive truth. The one originating living, visible truth, embracing all truths in all relations, is Jesus Christ. He is true. He is the live truth. His truth, chosen and willed by him, the ripeness of his being, the flower of the sonship which is his nature, the crown of his one topmost perfect relation, acknowledged and gloried in, is his absolute obedience to his Father. The obedient Jesus is Jesus the truth. He is true and is the root of all truth and development of truth in men. Their very being, however far from the true human, is the undeveloped Christ in them. His likeness to Christ is the truth of a man, in the same way that the perfect meaning of a flower is the truth of a flower. The truth of every man is the perfected Christ in him. As Christ is the blossom of humanity, so the blossom of every man is the Christ perfected in him. Unspoken Sermons, Third Series, The Truth, quoted from The Truth in Jesus, edited by Michael Phillips. The following is an excerpt from C.S. Lewis' Mere Christianity. We must not suppose that even if we succeeded in making everyone nice, we should have saved their souls. A world of nice people, content in their own niceness, looking no further, turned away from God, would be just as desperately in need of salvation as a miserable world, and might even be more difficult to save. For mere improvement is not redemption. God became man to turn creatures into sons, not simply to produce better men of the old kind, but to produce a new kind of man, a change from being creatures of God to being sons of God. To become new men means losing what we now call ourselves. Out of ourselves into Christ we must go. Now the whole offer which Christianity makes is this, that we can, if we let God have His way, come to share in the life of Christ. If we share in this kind of life, we also shall be sons of God. Every Christian is to become a little Christ. The whole purpose of becoming a Christian is simply nothing else. God, bring to my remembrance this day the command of Jesus to bear fruit as His disciple. I pray that the truth of my being and the flower of my humanity will be Jesus perfecting His work in me. May that fruit of Christ's likeness be visible to those who observe me. Thus, Heavenly Father, may I bring glory to You and be an instrument in my small corner of the world for the ultimate salvation of mankind. Amen. From the Commands by Michael Phillips. Read by Michael Kimball. More information on this and similar writings may be found at fatheroftheinklings.com. Visit Amazon to purchase The Commands and other books by Michael Phillips.